Well, thank you for joining us for another exciting podcast episode. We've got all of our previous episodes for you to take a listen to at SkiCountryRadio.com. And check it out. If you have any questions about anything that we ever discuss, just know that we're always an email away, info@avon.org. Once more, info@avon.org. And super excited because today, in today's podcast, we are going to talk housing. We are going to talk about deed restrictions, plus local programs available to make home buying a little bit easier for you. And now super excited to welcome Patty from the town of Avon. She's our local housing superstar with a ton of information, and I'm just super excited to learn from her. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Jordan.
Yeah. Listen, you've got to tell us a little bit about your role at the town of Avon.
Of course. So I'm the housing planner at the town of Avon, and I work on getting new units out of the ground, so new development, setting policy, and creating new programming for our local buyers.
You've been doing this for a while.
I have.
Yeah, and like some folks might know you from like the Valley Home Store in like Miller Ranch area.
Yes. So I was previously with the Eagle County Housing and Development Authority, and then I went over to the town of Avon almost 2 years ago.
Love that. Well, listen, since you're with the town of Avon and their housing superstar, we're just going to name you that in today's podcast episode. You guys have several options out there to make home buying a little bit easier for everyone, including our local workforce, which is just awesome, and just recently started the Good Deeds program as well. I'd love if you could share with us what's all available to our locals.
Absolutely. So as you know, our local housing market is a bit unaffordable to our typical local resident. And so what we like to do is create tools that address housing affordability. So today we can talk about Good Deeds Avon, which is one of the tools in our toolbox. And it's a partnership between Eagle County and the town of Avon.
The Good Deeds program, when did this all start?
So the Good Deeds program started back in 2021, and it is a program that was created by Eagle County Housing and Development Authority, and it's a buy-down program. A buy-down program is where a buyer can go out and purchase the home of their choice anywhere in Eagle County, and in exchange for a cash payment at closing, they record a deed restriction on this open market property.
And this is anywhere in Eagle County?
Anywhere in Eagle County.
So not necessarily, not just Avon.
Well, okay. Now this new program is a partnership between Eagle County and the town of Avon.
Okay.
So the original Good Deeds program gave you a choice between two different deed restrictions, a resident occupied deed restriction, which controls who can live in the property. So it must be used as a primary residence.
Okay.
The other option was a price cap deed restriction, where it was a larger cash payment towards what someone would use as a down payment. And that was in exchange for a price cap deed restriction. So you're still restricted to use it as a home, as a primary residence. But you also had restrictions on the rate of appreciation. So there was controls on how much the house could appreciate. And it, what that does is it preserves long-term affordability for the next buyers. Now, this partnership between Eagle County and the town of Avon is brand new. What we did is we basically doubled that payment at closing. So instead of a 15% payment at closing, if you purchase within the jurisdictional boundaries of the town of Avon, you're going to get a 30% payment at closing. That's substantial,
that's
right?
That's huge, yes.
With the cost of housing right now, the average home price is $1.8 million. Now, most of our local buyers aren't going to go up to $1.8 million, but let's say you're looking at a $700,000 home. That means that both Avon and Eagle County are going to contribute money into that 30% buy down. And that takes your house from $700,000 purchase price. The 30% payment at closing is $210,000. And the buyer only needs to bring 3% of their own money.
That's substantial. That's really not. Okay. And is that, we're talking town of Avon right now, right?
This is only available in the town of Avon. Now, just to kind of paint that picture of where that boundary is, because it can get a little confusing once you hit Highway 6. Mm-hmm. That means you can buy a home up in Wildridge, Wildwood, all along Nottingham Road, West Beaver Creek Boulevard. We're looking at, you know, properties like, and then along Highway 6, right? So when we looked at the listings that are available for sale right now, there are 26 listings under $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. There's 18 listings under $900,000. And there's 13 listings under $750,000. And those are listings that are available at Avon Crossing, Beaver Bench, Westlake Village, Bristol Pines, Metcalf Lofts, and Sunridge and Liftview. So those are all properties that are kind of within that buyer pool that we're looking at trying to capture.
Now, outside of Avon, does it go up to that, or does it go down to the 15%?
Yes.
It does. Outside of Avon, it goes down to the 15%. And I guess when you get with a realtor in town, they should know all this information to help you, I guess, as well, right?
So the Eagle County Housing and Development Authority has done a great job of promoting this program. And they've talked with the local realtor community. They've spoken with the mortgage lenders in town. And so, of course, when you're adding a deed restriction to an open market property, you need to make sure that the deed restriction is going to be accepted by the lending institutions. And so even going back to 2021, there was a lot of communication with the lending institutions to make sure that those deed restrictions would be accepted by the underwriting teams.
And I totally get that. Do you see at times where the deed restrictions are not approved? Or are we
very rarely. So it's really important that you work with a local lender who has experience working with deed restrictions. And a lot of our local lenders have done that homework to take the copy of the deed restriction, send it up to their underwriting team, and make sure that these can be approved by those underwriting teams. And there's a lot of work that went into writing the deed restriction to make sure that the language would be accepted by those underwriting teams. So even during the drafting phase, we worked closely with the mortgage lenders to make sure that these would be approved.
I totally get that. Well, that's really cool. That's like it's a really nice arsenal in the toolbox to help locals purchase a home here in town. The Good Deeds program, how is that funded?
So currently, for the portion of the funding that Avon contributes, that is set through the town of Avon.
Okay.
And so each budget year, they set aside funds into this portion of the budget. And so that fund is shared with the MECASA program, which is a separate program.
I was just about to say, is the MECASA program still active?
It is.
It is. Yes. Okay. So this is just like another tool in the arsenal to help local home buyers.
It is. And you know what I like to think of it as? I like to think of it like a sushi menu. So you might not.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Yes. the sushi train. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Right. So, if you don't like yellowtail, maybe you like salmon. And not everything is for everybody. So maybe you want, a price cap deed restriction might not be for you. We have resident occupied deed restrictions. Now, those are going to come with slightly less financial or contribution at closing, and you're going to get less restrictions. So each of these entities is typically willing to pay more for a more restrictive deed restriction. So these resident occupied deed restrictions typically are going to come with less of a financial contribution at closing. And what we're kind of creating is more of a tiered market. And that's kind of the theory behind how these are created. But when we create a menu, this allows our buyers some freedom of choice in how they step into the housing market or how they step upward into the market if they are selling a home and trying to get into the next rung on the housing ladder.
Do we see this MECASA and Good Deeds program staying around for a while? Do we see additions to these two programs? I mean, what do you see in about like 5 years here? As a housing specialist here in town?
Yes, I would love to see these programs continue. I think they've been massively popular, and you know, the challenge is that we've seen housing prices increase. We've seen interest rates increase. And when we saw those two things happen at once, we did see a slowdown in the number of buy downs that were used. And we saw a higher increase in the number of people that were joining the wait list at some of the more traditional price capped deed restricted units where there's maybe a lottery that's involved. And so it's harder for people to now join the wait list for a place like Miller Ranch or in the town of Avon. We have our own deed restricted, price cap deed restricted units. And those are harder to get into because we have that many more people trying to get into those units. So in response, we created Good Deeds Avon, which now gives you a higher payment at closing for a price capped deed restriction. And that was to respond to the higher purchase price, the higher interest rates. We're trying to buy down the cost of the home so that the loan that the person has to take out is more palatable. It's easier to an easier housing payment to take on, and it maybe keeps our locals here in the valley.
I love that. Are other towns kind of doing programs like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We are seeing more buy downs. And so Vail created the Vail Indeed program a number of years ago. Eagle Ranch has a buy down program. And we also are seeing over in the Roaring Fork Valley, they've also created their version of the Good Deeds program. Oh. So we're seeing this sort of replicated throughout. We're not the first to do it.
Okay.
But it is a program that is very popular now that it's up and running.
Well, I think it's like you said, it's a wonderful option on the menu, right?
Yes.
And that's really cool what you guys and your team have been doing. I mean, just big props to make, you know, home buying easier for all of us locals. And I'll tell you what, that Miller Ranch like concept is just like the coolest thing ever in Edwards, I think. You know, just that a beautiful neighborhood and is that all? That's all deed restricted over there, right?
It is all price cap deed restricted. And it would be very difficult to replicate Miller Ranch today.
I know. I always say, like, let's replicate that all over town. Like, it's just like the coolest little thing. Answer that. Why would it be difficult?
It took a lot of groups coming together to create the Miller Ranch property. It took land. And land is scarce.
Yeah.
And I think we all understand that. We understand that we're surrounded by national forest land and BLM land, and it's difficult to make that happen. And with the rising cost of land, the rising cost of real estate, the rising cost of construction, it's very difficult to make something like Miller Ranch happen on the same scale today as it happened 20 years ago. And the process to create Miller Ranch started 5 to 10 years before it happened. So, the details on that would probably be a completely separate podcast with a different group of people.
Yeah.
But it was a really amazing product. I mean, when people go by that neighborhood, they love it.
Absolutely. I mean, what a really cool concept. And, you know, like I always said, you know, like to replicate it throughout the county would just be so super cool. But again, you know, we're limited on land. We don't have, you know, access to acres upon acres to build the Miller Ranches that we would love to build. Patty from the town of Avon, man, some really wonderful information that you threw on us. This is really cool. Really excited for future home buyers. Buyers to have these programs in their back pocket. Really excited for what you guys might have for us even next year for home buyers. I love all these programs, and I love how the town of Avon has been working and aware about this, you know, and actively like just kind of putting their hands in the dirt and saying, we've got to do something about this. So that's really cool. Patty and your team, big congratulations.
Thank you.
If anybody has, you know, additional information that they would love to, you know, get from you, what's your contact information?
Sure. So I'm at the town of Avon, and the easiest email to reach me at is housing@avon.org.
Okay.
And you can reach me if you have questions or you're interested in using the Mikasa Avon program. And the Good Deeds Avon program are still going to be run through the Eagle County Housing and Development Authority.
Okay.
And you can reach them at info@valleyhomestore.org.
Patty, I just can't thank you enough for sharing all of this wonderful information with us. Again, if you are looking right now at purchasing, just know that there is housing help available, especially to our local workforce. And know Patty is always an email away if you need her help and assistance. housing@avon.org will connect you directly with her. Her email once more, housing@avon.org.